Nearly 50 years ago, Native corporations were created for hundreds of villages through the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Thousands of acres of land were transferred to each of these corporations. However, Alaska Natives from Haines, Ketchikan, Petersburg, Tenneke Springs, and Wrangell were excluded from the settlement. Now, a coalition of the five so-called landless communities is advocating for legislation that would provide them land and allow them to set up their own corporations. It is unclear why some communities in Southeast Alaska were not included in the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. In 1993, Congress asked the University of Alaska's Institute of Social and Economic Research to look into the issue. They found there was no distinction between communities that were recognized and those that were left out of the settlement. Harriet Brulette is the tribal administrator for the Chilkoot Indian Association in Haines. She says she first started advocating for the five landless communities shortly after graduating from college.
It just has been a continuous process since then. I went from being a 26-year-old out of college to being now a grandmother and still trying to find some justice for the Chilkoot people.
A recent bill drafted by Alaska's senators in Washington, D.C. would help create five Native corporations for the communities. They would each be entitled to 23,000 acres. But there are a few challenges. As the years go by, there are fewer and fewer pieces of land available in Southeast Alaska. Brulette says this has made it difficult to find potential land to include in the settlement.
It's hard as Indigenous people to look at your land and realize there's nothing there for you. I mean, we don't have ownership of our own homelands. It's gone.
Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, or SEAC, has raised concerns about the recent land settlement proposal. They say the corporate model creates an imperative to pursue short-term resource extraction projects such as logging. But SEAC Executive Director Meredith Trainer says she has been coordinating with representatives from the landless communities to identify conservation opportunities.
One of the things that's been most striking has been the immense creativity and diversity of possible solutions to what is essentially two questions. One is the restoration of sovereignty over land, and then the other is the opportunity to advance economic development in these communities. And there are a lot of opportunities for solutions that don't necessarily fall back onto logging as the primary solution.
Brulette says she is interested in exploring opportunities for ecotourism and carbon sequestration.
I think that the days of Native corporations logging their lands and people getting these huge dividends from that are over. Those days are come and gone, and it's not a sustainable way to manage your land.
Recently, Sea Alaska Corporation, the regional Native corporation for Southeast Alaska, has reached out to public relations firm Cedar Communications to help improve outreach and advocacy for the five landless communities. The group has been helping to organize the Alaska Natives Without Land Coalition and host meetings in the five communities to discuss possible land settlements. Todd Antiochia helped organize the meetings. He says the purpose is to gather feedback while informing the community.
This is going to be the first time that we're introducing land nominations for each of the five communities. We want to be able to help people see exactly where the communities would be selecting land.
Alaska Natives Without Land is hosting a meeting at the A&B Hall in Haines at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Representatives will be available to answer questions and show the land selections that are being considered for the settlement.